When my son Joey was 3 years old, he announced that he wanted to be a garbage man when he grew up. We'd already told him that we'd be proud of him no matter what he became, as long as it was an honorable occupation. So Joey explained that garbage men are the honorablest people in the world because they keep the city clean so we don't get diseases or trip on all the junk. I've thought about garbage men a lot, especially after the time I forgot to take the garbage out, and one of our garbage men not only took the time to knock on the door to remind me, he also helped me lug it all out to the street. If Joey ever became a garbage man, I bet he'd be a nice one like that one. The bird world has a lot of garbage men too, though unlike human garbage men, avian scavengers actually have to eat the trash they collect. You don't have to consider fast food junk to call a gull a junk food junkie when they're not dining at McDonald's. Duluth's ringbills spend a lot of time at Superior's Wisconsin Point landfill eating the genuine article. When people think of scavenging birds, they usually think of vultures, crows, and gulls. But many other birds scavenge on garbage and dead animals. Bald eagles are perfectly capable of catching their own fish, but they're not above picking up dead fish on the shore, sort of like luckless fishermen who stop by a fish shop on the way home. And eagles also eat a lot of roadkill. Sandpipers and plovers clean up dead invertebrates washed ashore on beaches. Black-capped chickadees and other insectivores often pick at carcasses for extra protein, especially in winter. There are even reports of chickadees picking at the scabs of deer hunters sitting in their stands. Scavengers have a few advantages over predators. Many roadsides provide a steady supply of fresh food, and perhaps more importantly, already dead animals don't fight back. Vultures and condors search for food cooperatively. When one discovers a food source, the others notice right away and join in the feast. They have an expandable gullet to allow them to pig out when they find a carcass, in case it takes a while to find the next one. Turkey vultures have even developed a sense of smell in order to find decaying carcasses on forest floors when the leafy canopy would make it impossible to locate food by vision. But there are some drawbacks to a scavenging lifestyle, too. You can't just sit on a tree snag waiting for a suitable lunch to pass by. Vultures and condors spend most of their lives on the wing searching for food. Many roadside scavengers end up joining their lunches on the pavement. One of the obvious hazards of scavenging is disease. Turkey vultures, which prefer their carcasses not just merely dead but really most sincerely dead, would seem to be vulnerable to all kinds of diseases from their bacteria-laden meals. But their digestive tracts have special adaptations to destroy most bacteria. So vultures perform a valuable service, especially in warm southern areas where decaying dead animals could constitute a real human health hazard. And they also probably help us so we don't trip over all that junk. Yes, by just about any standard, avian garbage men lead honorable lives. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.